Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 8th day in the month of June 2025. I will be looking at a topic that says, deflecting offenses in marriage. Deflecting offenses in marriage. And our aim for today is taken from Aim 24. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalms. From chapter 18 to chapter 21. Psalms from chapter 18 to chapter 21. And our memory verse is taken from the book of James chapter 1 verse 11. James chapter 1 verse 11 which says, wherefore my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James chapter 1 verse 19, wherefore my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 from verse 12 to 15. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 12 to 15. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 12 it reads, therefore as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, the first equation in what I call the mathematics of marriage states that love is blind. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12 says that love covers a multitude of sin. Therefore, married people should not complain about all of their spouse's faults. To deflect offenses, you must learn to accommodate their shortcomings. Some people are known to call their spouses angels affectionately, though I am not against this. Another equation states that angels don't eat jollof rice. This is a humorous way of stating that human beings are not angels and hence are prone to human mistakes. It is important that married people do not have unreasonable expectations of their spouses that will keep them in a state of being constantly offended. If you are married or about to get married, you must understand that you and your spouse would offend each other many times in your marriage. However, knowing how to deflect those offenses and turn them around will help you a lot. Years ago, I was preparing for a trip and my wife wanted to accompany me to the airport. I knew she was likely going to delay me, so I said, a car will move faster if it was not pulling trailer behind. She responded, who is the trailer? I could sense that she was offended by what I said, so I quickly said, I'm the trailer. You are the car. I don't want to slow you down. She laughed and said, you are not serious. If I didn't know how to turn the situation around, a fight could have started from there. It is important for married people to know when to stop talking or to say things that would diffuse the tension when their partners are about to get offended. James chapter 1 verse 19 is a perfect template for deflecting offenses in marriage. When you are swift to hear, you will know how to patiently listen to your spouse without looking for ways to attack him or her or defend yourself unnecessarily. Being slow to speak is knowing that sometimes it is unwise to say everything on your mind. Lastly, any fellow who is slow to anger will not easily get offended. Beloved, if you want to have a marriage with fewer fights and offenses, you must learn not to make unreasonable expectations of your spouse. You must also learn to accommodate your spouse's weaknesses while you work patiently with him or her to get better through the help of the Holy Spirit. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, to deflect offenses, married people must learn to accommodate the weaknesses of their spouses. To deflect offenses, married people must learn to accommodate the weaknesses of their spouses. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His Word today in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.